Good morning. India added one billionaire every 10 days in 2020. Nifty option sellers keep short positions open in bleak signal for market. Zomato may go for a $1 billion IPO. And RBI begins to intervene to stem rupee slide. Hi there. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I am Sandeep Singh. Let's start with a quick glance on the state of the markets. Dalal Street looked set for a negative start. Nifty futures on Singapore Exchange traded 26 points lower ahead of the opening of Indian markets. Stocks edged higher in other Asian markets, but Wall Street ended lower overnight, pulled down by Apple and Tesla stocks. In currencies, the US dollar was little changed, as a softer greenback supported the euro to trade steadily. Oil extended its retreat after taking a double blow, with the OPEC Plus alliance said to be poised to agree to a production increase on Thursday, and US stockpiles projected to expand the most this year. Gold rates declined marginally in both local and global trade. That said, here's what else is making news. India has added one billionaire every 10 days in year 2020 amid the coronavirus pandemic. This was made possible by rising stock market valuations, which increased the number of worldwide billionaires by 412 to 3,228. There are now 209 Indian origin billionaires, of which 177 are Indian residents. The total list, which continues to be topped by Mukesh Ambani and Gautam Adani, has 50 fresh additions and 10 dropouts. The additions include Arvind Kumar Poddar of Balkrishna Industries, Bowery Family of McLeod's Pharmaceuticals, B. Partha Saradhi Reddy of Hetero Drugs, Nikhil Kamath of Zerodha, Pankaj Munjal of Hero Cycles, and T.S. Kalyanaraman of Kalyan Jewelers. The prominent dropouts include B.R. Shetty from the UAE, Ritesh Agarwal of Oyo Rooms, and Kishore Biyani of Future Group. Food delivery app Zomato, which is poised to be the first among a growing number of Indian tech startups to make their public market debut this year, is expected to raise around $750 million to $1 billion through its initial public offering, ET reported, quoting two persons familiar with the development. But unlike traditional IPOs, most of the company's investors are unlikely to exit or take money off the table by selling their shares, the sources said. A euphoric primary market will surely watch every development on this issue. There are bleak signals for domestic stocks. Despite the market recovering strongly from Friday's low, Nifty option sellers have not covered their weekly short positions, sending a note of caution to the bulls. Bearish traders who sold March 4 expiry Nifty calls from 14,800 to 15,000 levels have not only kept their short positions open, but have actually added more shorts. That is according to provisional data from NSE at 5 p.m. on Tuesday. When a trader sells a call option, she is actually betting that the underlying stock or index will not go up. Meanwhile, the rupee is not in good health. RBI is said to have intervened in the currency market lately to arrest its fall, which many believe owes more to speculative trade than the business fundamentals of a fast reviving economy. The central bank is reportedly selling dollars on a large scale after nearly three quarters to stem the local unit's value erosion. The rupee ended a three-day losing streak, climbing by 18 paise to close at 73.37 against the dollar on Tuesday. Since February 25th, the day before the US Treasury benchmark hit a recent high of 1.62%, the rupee has depreciated nearly 1.5% against the dollar. And lastly, RBI has asked many NBFCs, housing finance companies, and cooperative banks to get their house in order over the anti-money laundering monitoring mechanism and risk-based assessment, according to two persons with knowledge of the matter. The central bank has raised concerns around these mechanisms for at least 50 entities and asked them to complete these tasks by the end of March. Now, before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. The government expects Indian Oil, GAIL and Hindustan Petroleum to raise 17,000 crore rupees by selling stakes in their pipelines in the next financial year, according to people familiar with the matter. Jindal Steel and Power and two other groups were the latest to express interest in bidding for Reliance Naval and Engineering, according to people familiar with the matter. Government of India plans to sell up to 7.5 crore shares or a 16% stake in Ercon International through an offer for sale on Wednesday and Thursday to raise about 662 crore rupees. Jaiprakash Power Ventures said its board has approved disinvestment of 74% stake in JP Power Grid to its joint venture partner Power Grid Corporation. Privatization-bound Bharat Petroleum Corporation may use proceeds of 9,876 crore rupees from stake sale in Numaligarh Refinery to pay a special dividend to shareholders, the biggest being Government of India, Director of Finance N. Vijayagopal said on Tuesday. Do also check out more than two dozen stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay put with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing!